Welcome to The Notion of You. I'm Tashi Jones, storyteller, guide, a woman who rebuilt her life from the inside out. And for the next 20 minutes or so, I want you to treat this space like a soft landing, a pause in your day, a moment where nothing is demanded of you except presence. Each week, we explore what it means to live with more trust, more presence, more peace. Not in some performative, perfection-seeking way, but in the honest, human way. The way that's asked you to stop running from yourself long enough to hear the truth that's been whispering under the noise. You're safe here. So wherever you are, walking, driving, hiding in the pantry for 5 minutes, or sitting in your car before going inside, let this be your moment. Take a deep breath. Let your shoulders fall. Let your jaw unclench. Let your belly soften, even if for a second. You're safe here. And you don't have to brace yourself in this space. If your mind has been spinning, if you've been scrolling to numb the ache, if you've been juggling everyone else's needs while quietly neglecting your own, this is for you. It's for the woman who keeps asking the same question I've asked myself for years. Can I really trust myself again? So let's begin. I want to start with a story. I've never really told it in full. Not because it was hidden, but because for the longest time I didn't know how to describe it. I didn't have language for it. It was September of 2019. September always seems to have a certain honesty to the month. The light starts to change, the air starts to thin out, the summer's slipping away before you're ready for it to be over. There's a quiet edge that creeps in, a sense that a chapter is ending, whether you want it to or not. That's exactly what it felt like for me, except that instead of a chapter ending, my entire internal world collapsed. Everything I believed in up to that point, my identity, my values, the things that I thought were true, suddenly felt like sand running through my fingers. I didn't have anything solid to hold on to anymore. And I had this moment of realization that most of the beliefs that I had carried weren't mine at all. They were inherited, imposed, absorbed, reinforced by people I thought had my best interest at heart. And when it all fell apart, I wasn't just questioning my upbringing. I questioned me. Who am I without the beliefs I was taught to hold on? Who am I without the roles I've been praised for playing? Who am I when the rules dissolve and there's no script to follow? The truth was, I didn't know. And not knowing terrified me. There was this anger that grew inside of me, a grief that I had never allowed myself to feel. I was furious at myself for not seeing it sooner. Furious that I had been so blind. Furious for the version of me who trusted her instincts that had been slowly silenced until I didn't even recognize her voice anymore. The worst part wasn't just the anger. It was the betrayal. I didn't trust myself at all. I didn't trust my judgment. I didn't trust my decisions. I didn't trust my own voice anymore because the voice I had relied on for years had been shaped by manipulation, expectation, and fear. My self-trust didn't just break in my mind. It also broke in my body. I'd wake up and feel like I was stepping into someone else's life, playing a part in someone else's story. I moved through the world on autopilot, doing things out of habit instead of intention. My body felt like a stranger. I felt disconnected, foggy, numb. And under it all was the grief. Grief for the girl who didn't know better. Grief for the woman I thought I was becoming. Grief for the version of me who believed the world was safer and simpler than it actually was. And for 9 long months, I sat in that anger, that confusion, that internal storm, and I truly didn't have the skills to move through it. I didn't know how to heal, and I didn't believe I could make a healthy decision on my own, and I didn't trust myself enough to try. Until one morning, something shifted. It wasn't dramatic. There was no breakthrough glow. It was simply this moment where I woke up and realized I couldn't keep living inside that storm. I sat down, no distractions, just me, and that ache sitting in my throat. For the first time in years, months, I asked God, what needs to change? What do I need to do differently? Because I can't live like this anymore. It wasn't a gentle question. It was more a desperate, raw plea. The answer came so clearly that I didn't believe it. Stop drinking. No negotiation, no bargaining, no cutback or excuses. It was simply stop. And the part that surprises me the most when I look back on it is there was no resistance in my body. None. It felt like the decision had been made for me. I didn't crave any alcohol. I didn't mourn drinking anymore. I didn't justify keeping it. I just stopped. And in that quiet, unexpected clarity, it was the beginning of reclaiming my self-trust. Not because it was about the actual alcohol. Honestly, it never really was. It was about hearing myself and hearing God again. It was about following that inner nudge without outsourcing it. It was realizing that my intuition wasn't gone, but it was waiting for a space to speak. That decision became my doorway, my beginning, the first thread I started pulling to stitch myself back together. And this is where we're going to shift a little bit, because what happens next is I want you to understand. Self-trust isn't rebuilt through grand gestures. It's rebuilt through the smallest moments of listening. Let's talk about self-trust. What actually is it? Why so many women lose it? And what rebuilding it looks like in real time? Self-trust is not confidence. It's not even competence. It's not being fearless, certain, secure. Self-trust is a quiet ability to hear your own voice and honor it. It's the inner knowing that says, I may not have all the answers, but I trust the way the truth feels in my body. But here's why so many women lose it. We are raised in systems that reward obedience, politeness, performing the quote-unquote right version of ourselves. We're conditioned to second-guess our instincts. We're praised for being agreeable, self-sacrificing, predictable, pleasing. And slowly, over time, without noticing, we outsource that inner knowing. we pull ourselves, the internet, friends, social media before making a decision. We keep the peace at our own expense. We silence the discomfort in our bodies because the world told us, you're overreacting, you're too much. Then we add perfectionism to the mix. The constant pressure to get everything right feels like so heavy. And suddenly, the simplest choices feel loaded. Every decision becomes evidence of whether we're good, capable, worthy. And then as women especially, there's overgiving. Pouring out more than we have. Holding everyone else's emotional weight while ignoring our own. These three patterns, the external pressure, perfectionism, and overgiving, destroy your self-trust from the inside out. Because you cannot hear your own voice, your intuition, if you're constantly drowning in everyone else's expectations. So when a woman asks me, why can't I trust myself? The answer is rarely easy and simple, and it's rarely that there's something wrong with them. It's that their connection to themselves has been interrupted. Self-truth breaks down when you absorb other people's beliefs as your own. When you confuse your worth with performance. When you don't have the space in your life to hear your own voice. When you constantly override your body's signals for too long. You betray yourself in small ways without noticing. But the beautiful thing about self-trust is this. It's never lost forever. It's always reclaimable. Always. Rebuilding your self-trust starts with three shifts. Awareness. Choosing a new North Star. And daily tuning in. So let's break these down. Awareness. You can't change what you're not acknowledging. Most women don't even realize how often they override their own cues. Think the stomach drop, the tightening in the jaw, the hesitation before you move. That's actually wisdom. Awareness looks like, oh, I ignored myself there. Or I said yes, even though my whole body said no. Or recognizing that you minimized your own discomfort because someone else needed you to be easy. Naming those moments is the awareness and the beginning of that self-return. Choosing a new North Star. Self-trust is a direction, not a destination. When I stopped drinking, it wasn't about sobriety. It was about choosing a life where I listened to myself first. And that became my North Star, is honoring the truth inside me. Everything else that came with it, boundaries, clarity, intuition, gentle self-discipline, started to reorganize around that. And daily tuning in. This is where journaling or scripting came in for me. Each morning, I woke up and wrote from the version of me who I wanted to be, who was grounded, awake, connected, not the version of me who was panicked, confused, desperately seeking approval. Scripting reconnected me to my real self, my future self, who I wanted to become. It wasn't just about manifesting or productivity, but it was remembering who I was before the world taught me to doubt myself. And over time, these practices became a new foundation, one strong enough to build a life on. So let's make this real for you. You don't rebuild self-trust by thinking about it. You build it through integration, through small, grounded acts of attention that reconnect you to your own voice. This is going to be the hardest part, the actual doing, and no one can do this for you. So grab your journal or even like the notes app on your phone or the voice app on your phone. Take a deep breath, and I want you to think about this prompt. List one area of your life where you've disregarded your cues recently. That prompt will be in the show notes for you to look at after this. Maybe it was a conversation you stayed in too long, a boundary you softened because you didn't want to seem difficult, or a moment where your body said no, but your mouth said yes. A choice where you muted your own discomfort because someone else's needs felt louder. Now write it down. Don't judge it. Don't analyze it. Just name it. Bring awareness to it. Now ask yourself, how did that feel in my body? Was there a tightening, a sinking, a clenching? Did I go numb? Did I override myself so quickly that I barely even noticed? Awareness is the first doorway back to yourself. Here is a micro affirmation for you for this week. My voice matters. I tune in to me. Say it softly, loud, whenever you remember, when you forget to listen. Self-trust grows in repetition. As we close this episode, I want to leave you with the truth that carried me through the darkest parts of my life. Trusting myself has become my North Star. Not because I always get it right. Not because I'm fearless. But because I finally understood that my intuition, my inner voice, was never broken, but it was buried under all the noise of life. If you felt something in this episode, if it stirred something old, cracked, or opened something for you, or maybe it reminded you of a version that's been waiting to hear it, I want to hear from you. Send me an email or journal your own story and tag me so I can witness your journey. If you know a woman who's living in that same quiet ache, who keeps wondering if she'll ever feel like herself again, send this episode to her. Let her know she's not alone. Next week, I'm sharing the moment when chaos finally caught up with me and the turning point I didn't see coming. So take a breath, trust your voice, you're finding your way home.